April the 8th. Dear Miss Wise and everyone, I have just discovered your letter of March the 22nd in my pocket. It is very dirty, and no wonder. When you receive this reply, you will already know that I have been through the exciting experience of a fighting retreat or rearguard action. Not a scratch. Am I not a marvel? Life in the past fortnight has been very trying. By word of mouth, I could give you only the faintest idea of it, how much less by letter. Our officer has just read out an extract from the Times of April the 3rd, which mentions us. I want you to please get a copy and keep it for me. I hardly know what to tell you. About rations in a push, how will that do? It is a fearful difficulty. The first day we had none at all. One can get along all right without food, but without water it's the very deuce. I chewed chewing gum till my gums were sore. They are not right yet. Then adopted a small pebble. But our rations came through about midnight. We kept them till daylight, and then I tried to serve them out equally to about 30 men, some in my trench and some in shell holes close by. Plenty of bread, but very little, such as tins of McConaughey's to go with it. So this I served out in little pats on the bread. Even then, a lot of them could not eat. Such is the effect on the stomach of great excitement. I might say I did eat. And one petrol can of cold tea. It was about 2 swallows for each man. The tin was passed round. It was cruel to snatch the tin from them, but it had to be done. Later on in the day, we got 2 more tins full, and at my suggestion, each man's quantity was put in his mess tin lid. Then he did what he liked with it. I put mine in my water bottle, and about every half hour took a large mouthful, kept it in the mouth as though I were cleaning my teeth, and then slowly let it down the throat. Bliss! All's well that ends well. We were relieved that night. I trust you received my letter about a possible visit from Claire and Charlie. If they come, I hope you will make every possible use of their advice and criticism. Give Harry a rise by all means. We have been dismissed, the old hands, early, 3 p.m., and I'm going to have a snooze. I really can't write any more. Kindest regards to you all. Yours sincerely, J.S.